Kurt, you conceded those two tries in that opening 10-minute period. When you're having to chase that game, how does that affect the overall performance?
It does, but I think if you try and chase the game and overplay, it can easily get away from you, and I didn't feel that was the case. For as poor as we didn't complete, and I don't think it's because we were chasing the game, it's just our style and just didn't execute at the moment. But I don't think we ever chase games. I think we have a style that we play from minute 1 to minute 80, and I don't think that'll ever change, Mick.
There appeared to be a bit of confusion regarding Chris Atkins' green card. I was watching him on the touchline. He was talking to the fourth official, the reserve referee, and I don't think he got any clarity. Obviously, we were down to 11 at that point when Luke Thomas scored. What's your understanding of what happened?
I don't know the full understanding of what's happened, but ultimately, Chris Atkin has dislocated his finger. He's showing that he's dislocated his finger. And still to be green carded in that moment when he's got a dislocated finger is an injury. So we took a bloke off the field who's got a genuine injury, so I can't understand it. I've spoke to one of the fourth officials really briefly, and he pretty much admitted, yeah, they've got it wrong because he's injured.
Well, I mean, obviously that's small crumbs of comfort to you, but, you know, Ockenbar's in the bin, you're then minus another player. 13 against 11 is tough.
Yeah, we get a bit unlucky at times, mate, don't we?
Are you expecting, obviously, are you drawing a line under that apology now and moving on?
Well, I've had a couple so far, haven't I? I've had a sin bin apology with the George Shorrock situation. I'll probably get another apology at some point, which is great.
I guess it's important not to feel too sorry for yourself. No. But I guess from a proud comment you said, the preceding 30 minutes, it was 6-4 to Bradford and you really grew into it.
Yeah, we did, but I'd like to maybe have that from the start of the game. Then if we've got to hold on in their moments, I'd be cool with that. But we can't leave it too late to claw back into games and not start well. So ultimately, the start of games, both halves, really important for us moving forward.
Just on that Conor Windmill try, what's your assessment of why it's been disallowed? Certainly to my eyes, it looks good to go.
Yeah, so it had happened and I started walking down to come pit side. So I've only seen it back on Tom, the analyst's screen once, and then I've watched it live. And Wonga's back is turned and retreating into the tackle, so they've almost dictated an obstruction from Wonga, is that right? So yeah, I don't know how you can make that decision when his back turned. I don't fully understand it.
Obviously, as someone's already said, Bentley's in the sin bin, and you'd almost expect Bradford to perhaps kick on and take advantage, but it was Warrington.
Yeah, it was. We didn't get it right in that moment, and I've just spoke to Brighton Noble about it, and ultimately, when you've got so many players injured, Mick, and you try and have these repetitions in training of numbers down, playing against 12, defending with 12, I can't do it because I haven't got enough training numbers on the field, and I can't bring the reserve lads in because they work. So to try and practice these moments that we're not getting right in the game, it's impossible at the moment. So I'm almost trying to manipulate training sessions where we can replicate them moments without really doing it 13-on-13. And it's impossible. You can't do it. You cannot do it. But I'm not making an excuse. Please don't feel like I'm not making an excuse, but to practice it would help.
People look at the result and the score and say Bradford have had a good dig, Kurt, but obviously there's still, even with the 13 players missing today, there's still a bit of work to do in terms of the set restarts and the errors that you came up with.
Yeah, I've just said exactly the same. I said I will never ever accept mediocrity at this rugby club, no matter what we're missing. And we're missing 14 players. I still expect us to win this game today.
Luke Cooley and Leon Ruin, I think, come on for the final 20. Does that highlight the energy levels, the effort levels of the other players out there?
I don't know. Well, there's rotation, that's what you have subs for. We needed him in that moment, so we put him on.
And in terms of, obviously, you've spoken about Andy Akers. How close was Ryan Sutton? I know you said he was 50-50. How close was he from featuring?
I think it was Ryan's choice he'd have played for 5 or 10 minutes if he could, but ultimately, the medical staff, my decision, it wasn't right to play right. It's still way too early. I think York will be a push, but I'm pretty sure he'll play at York.
I'm kind of guessing, along with Andy Akers, better to err on the side of caution rather than throwing him back in too early.
Well, for sure. It's a duty of Kermick.
Just on Riley Dean, he got announced during the week. What are you expecting from him, and how far away is he from potentially putting on that number 38 shirt?
Well, you've seen today that was 18th man, so he's pretty close to playing. He's been the best pivot in the championship by a clear distance. He's exciting. He carries the ball. He plays at the line. He kicks well. He's a great prospect. I'm really glad we've managed to get him over the line. So I'm excited to give him his opportunity when it comes.
And with those long-term injuries to Joe Keyes and Rowan Milnes, is it all about Riley putting pressure on Chris Atkins and Jaden Nicarima?
Absolutely.
Just on Joe Keyes, I believe, he's had his back operation, Kurt. Is there a time frame or a skill?
Not yet, Mick, no.
And on terms of Joe Mellor,
York.
The 2 week.
He'll play at York, Mick.
And just finally, you mentioned potentially four or five back. Does this 2 week period now, like you say, allow you to just knuckle down and bring those bodies back for what on paper, certainly for Bradford fans, will be, you know, one of the big games of the season, the two newly promoted sides meeting each other at Oddsall?
Yeah, we could look at potentially five or six players back for the York game.
Kurt spoke to Conor Wynne after the game, and he said it's been a massive issue not being able to play 13v13 because of all the injuries. And he's hoping you're going to get that for York. How big a difference is that going to make to be able to get a game almost in training, which you're not be able to do all season?
Yeah, I'm hoping we can get close to it, 13-on-13. I really do hope we can get to that point. Yeah, it will help. It helps for repetition and a challenge for the squad as well, and put a little bit of pressure on players because lads are coming back. So yeah, that will really help.
Conor said as well he's very hard, working hard on that last tackle defence. Said he was frustrated when he dropped the one at the end on his knee. He thought he caught it. Just shows that the players, no one's sulking if you tell them you need to just improve on this. Everyone is buying into what you want from them, and they're going away and working on things if you ask them to.
Oh, I've got a fantastic group of men. Fantastic group of men. We've had some very difficult conversations privately, publicly in our group. There's no grey in how we work, how we deliver, how we present. We're very clear with each other. It's full transparency and honesty. If we don't get it right, you'll be held accountable. But if you work and improve, it's only going to help the team. So yeah, there's a lot of accountability in our place, and the lads respond fantastically to it.
You talk about that fantastic group of men, Kurt. Obviously, you were 26-6 down with still a quarter of the game to go, and yet everyone dug in. Some really good try and defence in the last 20. Got that lovely try from Jaden as well. Again, I would never expect a team you know to give up, but it just shows that's a really good sign, isn't it?
Well, I appreciate your comments saying one of my teams won't give up. I do appreciate that. Yeah, I think it just shows where we're at. No matter for what we get wrong and what areas we have lacked at times, it's never through lack of effort.
And obviously, Jaden got that glorious try. I mean, he's got the next factor, hasn't he? Is that something you've really missed it in that position? Because he spent a lot of the season injured, but that was ridiculously good. It was so clever, that try.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive, wasn't it? I don't think Jaden had his best game. I thought some of his areas in his game was off, and we've spoken about it already. But yeah, it shows that he can come up with that little bit of magic in their moments. I'd have just liked it to be in a moment where we could have won the game.
Of course, Luke came up to play alongside him a little bit at the back end. Obviously, you've got Riley now, and obviously Chris plays there. We saw how well Luke and Jaden had linked up against Huddersfield as well. Is he still a contender to play in the half? Was it very much you might get 10 minutes for rotation that you are looking at Atkin, Dean and Nikarima as your three halves got sort of going forward till Milton Keynes?
Well, I think Luke's multi-skilled, so having the ability to drop into the halves as well, it can only help us. It helps for value for training, it helps for competition for places. Luke Hurley's a highly skilled player, and he can fill in any role very well.
And obviously, we saw Will had gone off, and then I was so pleased to see him come back on. Obviously, when you have players out for such long periods, your heart must sink when you see him go down. How pleased were you that wasn't something serious from the game? Because it's all when players get injured, then come back, and then get straight injured again.
Yeah, I think in the last probably 3 to 4 weeks, every time I see an injury, I just kind of close my eyes and wait for an update from Lee Greenwood. It's scary moments at the minute, but yeah, we're relatively healthy.
And how pleased are you just finally, you sort of touched on it, but how good is it to have 2 weeks to, like I said, really focus on that York game? It's such a huge game for, I suppose, both side seasons. You've got an extra long time to get players back, get extra prep. You haven't got a game next week, and I guess that's really key for you guys.
Yeah, I won't prep any different playing York compared to what we'll be Wigan. There'll be no difference whatsoever. We'll prep to beat York, we'll prep to beat Wigan, we'll prep to beat Warrington. That will never ever change.
Excellent, Kurt. Really appreciate that.
Good man, thank you.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.